President Hugo Chavez will not be running in Venezuela's regional elections in November, but there will be a lot at stake for him anyway. Last year, Venezuelans voted against constitutional reforms Chavez had backed. Chavez wants to avoid another political embarrassment, so he's banned hundreds of opposition candidates from running. He claims they're corrupt. But the move probably says more about Chavez than it does about the candidates he banned. The World's Lorne Madelon reports from Caracas.
The Venezuelan opposition has held rallies to protest the decision to disqualify its candidates, and it's questioning the government's motives.
Le pregunta al gobierno, ¿cuál es el miedo?
Opposition leaders suggest that the Chavez government is afraid of losing upcoming regional elections, and that's why it's disqualifying its opponents. One of the leading candidates who's been banned is Leopoldo López.
In a democratic system, the golden rule is that people decide, not who are in power decide.
López is a current mayor of the Chacao district of Caracas. López wants to become the mayor of Greater Caracas, the most important elected position in Venezuela after the presidency itself. But now he's off the ballot. In June, López traveled to Washington to explain his case to the Inter-American Human Rights Commission. When he returned, he was harassed and detained by officials at the Caracas airport. A security camera captured the scene, and it caused a sensation when an anti-Chavez television station aired it. Back in 2006, his bodyguard was shot dead, sitting on the passenger side of a car López normally uses.
Violations of basic human rights are taking place. Violations of democracy are taking place. And having said that, a new majority is being built up as well.
A poll taken by the independent data analysis firm in April shows López leads the Chavez-backed candidate for Caracas by 30 points. The decision to ban him and hundreds of other opposition candidates was approved by Venezuela's top anti-corruption official, who happens to be a close Chavez ally. The official did not return phone calls asking for an interview, but he has said that Venezuelan law allows him to disqualify candidates suspected of corruption, though none of those banned has actually been charged with corruption. Leopoldo López and other opposition leaders still hope the Venezuelan Supreme Court will overturn the ban. But observers say that's unlikely because the justices are hand-picked Chavistas. So all the opposition can do for now is hold rallies. The crowd chants, "We want to choose, we want to choose." The upcoming regional elections are seen as key in Venezuela. That's because they follow last year's referendum vote, which dealt President Chavez his first electoral defeat since coming to power. Voters rejected several measures, including one that would have allowed the president to run for re-election indefinitely. What's at stake now, in the November election, is who controls local governments around the country. A loss of support for Chavez's party could hamper the president's anti-capitalist, socialist revolution.
Lo que gritamos desde el corazón, patria, socialismo o muerte!
Meanwhile, Chavez continues to rally his supporters with cries of country, socialism, or death. He recently told business leaders that he opposes free markets and that his five-year plan mixing socialism with the thinking of 19th-century liberation hero Simón Bolívar is still on track. For The World, I'm Lorne Madelon in Caracas.